We left off yesterday on Daf Dalet Amud Beis at the toward the bottom of the page at the two dots about 8 lines before the end of the page. So we're discussing the different ways that that the Mishnah had said that Kiddushin can be accomplished. So there are Gimel Drachim. There are three ways to accomplish Kiddushin. There's Kesef, there's Shtar, and there's Bia. So says the Gemara. Uba'ala malamid shenikness b'bia. The word uba'ala in the pasuk teaches us that that a woman can be acquired through bia. That bia is a valid form of kiddushin. So says Gemara v'alodinhu umayiv amashein. Meaning, do we really need a pasuk to tell me that bia is a valid form of kiddushin? Isn't it a kal v'chomer? Umayiv v'amashein nikness b'kesef nikness b'bia zusha nikness b'kesef ain't a din shenikness b'bia. If when a woman is a yavama, there's no such thing as kesef kiddushin. A yavam cannot give the yavama kesef and say, but that's just, it doesn't accomplish anything. Nevertheless, she is acquired through bia. So we see that bia is a stronger form of kinyan ishus than kesef is. So a regular woman who can be acquired through kesef, of course, should be able to be acquired through bia, because as we said, it seems that bia is a stronger form of kinyan ishus than kesef is. So for sure, bia should work. So why do we need a pasuk if we have a kal v'chomer that teaches that bia works as a form of kiddushin? So says the Gemara, not so clear, because ama ivriya tochiach, the kal v'chomer isn't so great, because ama ivriya will show that it's not necessarily true that anyone that could be acquired with kesef can necessarily also be acquired with bia, because ama ivriya she niknas b'kesef vei niknas b'bia can be acquired with kesef but cannot be acquired with bia. So you can't just make a general rule based on the fact that yavama can be acquired with bia and not with kesef that bia is a stronger form of kinyan than kesef is, because you see that by ama ivriya, the ama ivriya can only be acquired with kesef and not with bia. So we don't have a kal v'chomer. So says the Gemara, no, ama ivriya doesn't prove anything, because ama ivriya mala ama ivriya she'in kinyan l'shem ishus. Tamar bezush a kinyan l'shem ishus. We're not just talking about kinyanim in general. In a chinami, for kinyanim in general, bia may not be a stronger form of kinyan than kesef. Bia may not be a form of kinyan at all. We're talking about kinyani ishus, what it takes to make somebody, to turn a woman into your wife. So to make a woman your wife, we do find that bia works more effectively than kesef, because you do find that by yavama, where you're trying to make her your wife, kesef doesn't work, but bia does work. Ama ivriya has no bearing in this conversation, because ama ivriya has nothing to do with ishus. It's not talking about making someone your wife, it's just talking about buying someone as an ama ivriya. So in a chinami, when you start talking about ownership of something, kesef is a stronger form of kinyan. But when we're talking about kinyani ishus, making someone your wife, then certainly bia is a stronger form of kinyan. So says Gemara, Talmud Omar uba'ala. But that's why I need a pasuk of uba'ala to teach me that there is such a thing as kiddushe bia. So frankly, Gemara v'lam likra ha'asila. Wait a second. The way we left off the conversation was that we had a kal v'chomer. I mean, we have a kal v'chomer from yavama that a woman can be acquired through bia. So why do I need the pasuk of uba'ala? True, we tried to reject the kal v'chomer. We tried to say it's not a good kal v'chomer because of amivriya, but the rejection failed. So we still have the kal v'chomer. So why does the Gemara? Why do we still go back to the pasuk of uba'ala to teach me that she is nikneis b'bia? So v'lam likraha asila. Why do I need the pasuk? Don't I have it? Don't I have the kal v'chomer? Says Gemara, I'm Ravashi mishum diikal lememer meikar didina pircha. The reason why I need the pasuk is because one can say that the kal v'chomer is faulty. What's the problem with the kal v'chomer? Mehecha kamais islam, yavama. Where are you trying to bring the kal v'chomer from? From a case of yavama. That just like a yavama can be acquired through bia, even though she can't be acquired through kesef, so kal v'chomer, a regular woman who can be acquired through kesef, for sure should be acquired through bia. So says Gemara, no, mali yavama, shekein zukukova omedes. Tomar bezu, shein zukukova omedes. Perhaps the reason why yavama can be acquired through bia is not because bia is such a strong form of kinyan, but perhaps it's because the woman is already half married, meaning she's already zakuk to the yavam. There's already something linking her to the yavam. So maybe once the marriage is already started, once there's already the attachment there, so bia can finish off an already existing attachment. but Bia can't work when no attachment exists at all. So that's why I need a pasuk to tell me Uvala, to teach me that Bia even works when there's no attachment at all. When it's a stam, a woman off the street that you want to be Mekadesh, one does Bia with her, that's enough to create Kiddushin. The Ritva explains that Bia, Kesef would generally be considered a better way to start off a Kinyan, and Bia would generally be considered the way to finalize the Kinyan Ishus. So the fact that Bia works by Yibum is only indicative of that exact point, that Bia works to finalize Ishus. But that doesn't prove that Bia can also work to initiate Ishus. So that's why we need a Pasuk Uba'ala to teach me that Bia is a form of Kinyan, of Kinyan Ishus, of Kiddushin. So Frek Tosos, wait a second, Uba'ala Melamed Sheniknas B'Bia. So Tosos says, do I really need the word Uba'ala? Asks Tosos. Why do I need the word Uba'ala in the Pasuk? There's another word in the Pasuk that should give away the fact that Bia works. Vim Tomar, typically Midachsiv Ki Yikach. The word yikach, the word kicha, in the Torah in general, when it talks about man and woman relationships, generally refers to bia anyway. So do I really need the word uva'ala? Shouldn't I just know it from kiyikach? Where do we see the word yikach, the lashon of kicha, referring to bia? Kmo kulu kicha da'arayos. Ish asher yikach es achoso, v'isha al achoso lo tikach. When the Torah tells us about all these forbidden arayos, that one is not allowed to do, that a man is not allowed to marry, he's not allowed to sleep with his sister, it doesn't say not allowed to sleep with his sister, it says asher yikach esachoso. When it says a man can't marry two sisters, it says isha lachoso lo tikach. So again, all the lashon of kicha, right? So don't I see from the fact that it says ki yikach ish isha that we're referring to bia? Why does it have to say uva'ala to teach me that there's such a thing as kiddush bia? So it says Tosos yesh lomer d'shaini hecha d'yefsha lefarsha binyan acher. Gamirin parak nosan al nusa likuchin ksuvin b'tora astam haru il shchiva. Shchiva haru il kicha kicha. Anyway, that in general, the word kicha in the Torah does not always mean bia. The word kicha in the Torah, when there's no other way to explain it, means bia. But when there's another way to explain it, it can mean something else. It could just mean getting married. So, for instance, when it talks about an ish asher yikach es achoso, so there is no likuchin, there is no kiddushin for achoso. So, what does it mean asher yikach es achoso? Obviously, it means bia. There's nothing else that it could mean in that context. But in our context, it could mean other things. For instance, it's kiddush kesef, it's kiddush shtar. So since it could mean other things, we do need an extra word. We need that word uva'ala to teach me the concept of kiddush bia. Okay, so far we discussed how we know kiddush kesef. We discussed how we know kiddush bia. So now it says the Gemara moves on. Uminayin shaf b'shtar. How do I know there's such a thing as kiddush shtar? That shtar works as a method of kiddushin. So it says Gemara v'dinu umakas of shein motzi machnis shtar shemotzi and adin shemachnis. Simple kal v'chomer. If kesef does not work to divorce a woman, yet works to marry a woman, so shtar, which even works to divorce a woman, so for sure should work to marry a woman. Meaning, apparently, from the fact that kesef does not work to divorce a woman, but does work to marry a woman, perhaps that's an indication that it's easier to accomplish marriage than it is to accomplish divorce. So whatever is going to be able to accomplish divorce should for sure be able to accomplish marriage. So shtar is able to accomplish divorce, of course the shtar should be able to accomplish marriage. So says the Gemara, that's not a raya necessarily at all. Because malakesef shekein podin bo hegdish u'maiser sheni, tomer shtar shein podin bo hegdish u'maiser sheni. You can't prove from the fact that shtar works for divorce and kesef doesn't, that shtar is more effective than kesef. Because there are certain things kesef can do that shtar cannot do. So shtar is not necessarily more effective than kesef. What can kesef do that shtar can't do? To be poda hegdish from Eiser Sheni. If a person has hegdish that they want back from hegdish, and so they exchange it for money and they pay a little extra, and that money now becomes hegdish and the item becomes theirs again. Maaser Sheni. Person wants to bring their wants to not bring their Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim because it's too much of a schlep. So what do? They exchange it for money, bring the money to Yerushalayim, and spend the money in Yerushalayim on food. But the original Maaser Sheni fruits are redeemed, and they're not. They no longer have the status of Maaser Sheni. You can only do that with Kesef. You can only do that by changing it for money. You cannot change Maaser Sheni for a shtar. There's no way of doing it with a shtar. So you see that Kesef has certain abilities that shtar does not have. Right? Tom b'shtar shein bod mahegdish Maaser Sheni d'chsev v'nasna Kesef v'kam lo. So Amakra. So we're back to square one then. How do I know that shtar works as a valid form of kiddushin? I know that it works for get, because the pasuk says that it works for get. But how do I know that it works as a valid form of kiddushin? So it says Gemara, Amakra, v'yatza v'haisa, makish havaya liyatzia, that we have a hekish where we compare kiddushin to gerushin. We compare marriage to divorce. So ma yitzia b'shtar, af havayanami b'shtar, divorce is accomplished through a shtar, so too, marriage is accomplished through a shtar. Frek the Gemara, the Akish Nami Yitzia LaHavaya, Ma Havaya B'Kesef, Af Yitzia B'Kesef. If we're going to make this comparison, that marriage and divorce, the halachos of marriage and divorce can be linked, can be related to each other, so let's make the comparison the following way. That if, just like you can get married with Kesef, as we established already, so you should be able to get divorced with Kesef. Meaning, if we're going to make that link, so then the link should work, it should cut both ways. If we're going to say that just like you can get divorced with Shtar, so too you should be able to get married with the Shtar, which we do say, so then we should say the opposite as well. Just like you can get married with Kesef, you should be able to get divorced with Kesef.
The pasuk that says they have to get a separate person.
Okay, so the Gemara is going to say, so is that pasuk exclusive? So that's going to be one of the answers of the Gemara. The Gemara is going to give, I believe, three answers to this question. So let's see, one at a time. So first of all, so look at Tosos. Ma avaya b'kesef af yitzia b'kesef. So says Tosos, l'inyin bia leka l'meimer ma avaya b'bia af yitzia. Meaning the Gemara never suggests, well, if you can get married with bia, you should be able to get divorced with bia. Right? I guess then every time someone would have bia, they'd getting married, divorced, married. No, but it would have to obviously be l'shem gerushin. But why don't we even suggest that? That having bia would affect gerushin? So he says, no, that you can't say, because shele hisrachi kim menahu megarsha. When you're divorcing her, you're trying to be, you're trying to distance yourself from her. It just doesn't make sense. It's so counterintuitive that bia is going to be a maisa that's going to distance a guy from his wife. It's going to make them not married anymore. So it's just too, it can't work. That can't possibly be the case. So the Gemara doesn't even suggest it. He says, furthermore, va'od mishum shematz v'arvaz davar ragal garsha va'az yesh alifrosh. Normally, why is someone, so this relates to the very end of Maseches Gittin, why is someone normally divorcing his wife? Because as the Torah says, because he found arvaz davar, right? He found that she was unfaithful to him. Once she's unfaithful to him, he should not be sleeping with her. He's not allowed to be sleeping with her. So that's why we don't talk about bia working for gerushin. But at the very least, the Gemara suggests, why doesn't Kesef work for gerushin? Kesef should work to divorce a woman. So answer number one says the Gemara, Amar Abai, Yomru Kesef Machnis, Kesef motzi, sanegar yasa kategar. It's going to look ridiculous. If you see that money works to marry a woman, and money also works to divorce a woman, so it just looks absurd. That what does money really accomplish? How can it accomplish both things? How can me giving her money make her both married and divorced? So because it's going to be sanegar yasa kategar, it's going to look absurd, so that's why it doesn't work. So fractosos vim tomer im kain, hechi kamalel mala ame ivriash kain yotza bekesef, vidinu shetei niknus bekesef, adrav agriusa den kateganasa snegar. How can we say that an ame ivria should be, that we say by an ame ivria, regarding an ame ivria, that if since the ame ivria is sent out with Kesef, it's more logical to assume that the Amma Ivriya can be acquired with Kesef, because you see that her kinyan is through Kesef. So we thought that an Amma Ivriya was not a good raya to the concept of Kiddushay Kesef. Well, the only reason Amma Ivriya can be acquired with Kesef is because you can get rid of her with Kesef. What do you mean? If we're very sensitive to this idea of Sanegar Yasa Kategar, that the same thing that sends someone out should not be what brings someone in, it's less logical to assume that an Amma Ivriya could be acquired with Kesef once we know that she's sent out with Kesef. Not more logical. The Gemara previously assumed that if she can be sent out with kesef, then for sure she should be able to be acquired with kesef. But now we're saying the opposite is so. That if she's sent out with kesef, we should be less likely to say that she could be acquired with kesef. So says Tosas Yishlom, Ardibam Ivri Alek Alamei Marachi, Lefisha Medchila Sha'avia Mochra Leshivchus, Hu Mekabala Kesef Mina Adon. Initially, when she sold as an Amma Ivriya, she doesn't sell herself as an Amma Ivriya, it's her father who sells her as an Amma Ivriya, and her father is Mekabal the money from the Adon. Im Kain Kisha, who wrote to Liftosa, Dinu Sheikabal Ha Adon Akasef. So she was bought by the Adon, so she can be bought back from the Adon, meaning the Adon receives the money. Aval Isha Mekadesh Isha Kol Ba'al Yado, Beina Kiddushin, Beina Gerushin. But the man is who does the Maisa Kiddushin is also doing the Maisa Gerushin. So the suggestion over here would be, not that the woman buys herself back by giving him money, but the suggestion over here would be that just like he can give her a shtar, a get, and divorce her in that way, he should be able to give her money and divorce her in that way. But it doesn't make sense that he should be the giver in both situations, that him giving money acquires her for Kiddushin, and him giving her money works as a get. The Amivri is totally different because the money is going in two different directions. So of course, when I buy something and I sell something, it makes sense that I buy it and I sell it in the same way. But over here, it's talking about the husband doing everything. He's initiating the Kiddushin and he's initiating the Gerushin as well. So that doesn't make sense. That's where we say Senegar Yasa Kategar. That it's going to look ridiculous to have the husband give the money for both to affect Kiddushin and also give her money to affect Gerushin. Freklikmar Viter, if that's the case, Yachi Shtar Nami. So how come a shtar works for both? Yom Shtar Moti Shtar Machnus, Kategori Asa Senegar. Isn't that going to be the same problem? People are going to say, look, a shtar works to get her married, a shtar works to get her divorced, Kategori Asa Senegar. Don't you see that it's that it looks ridiculous that the same thing that brings her into his Rishos sends her out of his Rishos? So says Gemara, no. The two shtaros are not the same. Mili the high shtar lechud, and mili the high shtar lechud. The words in a shtar kiddushin say harei at mukadeshesli. The words in a shtar in a get say harei at mugreshes mimeni. Totally different wordings of the shtar. They're not the same. I mean, kesef, you give kesef and you take kesef back. That's that, and you give kesef again. That's the same. You're giving the same thing, but you're giving shtar. It's two totally different shtaros. So, in fact, the Gemara no hachanami high kasef luchud high kasef luchud. But kesef also isn't it two separate monies that you're giving? So, what does the Gemara mean by that? Isn't it two separate? What kind of question is that? Isn't it two separate monies? So, when I first read it, I thought it meant, well, I'm giving her whatever, let's say $5 $20 bills for kiddushin, and I'll give her $100 bill for gerushin. So it will be two separate monies. It's not going to be the same money. That's not the Gemara's question. The Gemara would never entertain such a hava amina that that's considered two separate things. I mean, currency is currency. It's money. It's not. There's nothing fundamentally different about it. But the Gemara's hava amina, as Rashi explains, is that the kesef kiddushin and kesef theoretical kesef gerushin could be different from each other in that kishu nosno mefarish al-menas ma hu nosno, that when you give it, you don't just give it silently, you give it and say, this serves as kesef kiddushin. You give it and would say, had there been such a thing, this serves as kesef gerushin. So shouldn't that be enough of a distinction to make it look like less of a joke? Meaning our whole concern why kesef doesn't work for gerushin is because it looks like a joke. That kesef should work for gerushin. That it doesn't make sense that it should work. People are going to think that the Torah is a joke. So, but when you shouldn't what you verbalize when you do it be enough to solve that problem and to not make it look like a joke? So says the Gemara, tiva miachadhu. Granted, you can verbalize whatever you want, but the actual object that you're giving is exactly the same, so it doesn't solve the problem. Meaning, even though I verbalize when at the time of Kiddushin, I write Mekadeshes, and at the time of Gerushin, I write Mekadeshes, it doesn't solve the problem, because the bottom line is, what I'm giving is still the same exact thing. I'm giving money for Kiddushin, if I would be giving money for Gerushin, it would still look like the same exact thing. Whereas the shtar, the actual shtar that I'm giving is different. It's, if you look at the chefza itself, at the shtar itself, you'll see that the shtar kiddushin says one thing, the shtar gerushin says something else. You don't have to rely on what I say, on what I verbalize at the time of the kiddushin. Okay, anyway, so that was one approach. Again, we're dealing with the question of why it is that kesef does not work for divorce. So Abayi's approach, kesef doesn't work for divorce because Sanegar Yasa Kategar. I did not have a chance to look around. I'm not sure. That doesn't sound like a Dindar Raisa, the Sanegar Yasa Kategar, meaning it makes it sound almost like Enochinami, using the Yidgum Midah Shatar and Dreshes Behen, we should say that we have a Hakesh of Avaya Liyitzia, and just like Kiddushin works with Kesef, Gerushin should work with Kesef as well. But we're afraid it's going to look like a joke. So we're choshish for that, and it makes it sound like almost a din derabanan. The problem is, if it were a din derabanan, then the Gemara probably would have said something along those lines. Would have asked the question: wait a second, on a daraisa level, she's divorced, and then you're gonna make her really married, and you're gonna kill someone for marrying for sleeping with her or whatever, right? So the mashmalos of the sugya is that this is on a daraisa level. I'm just not sure what the mechanics of that are. Whether it's why senegar yasa kategor yasa senegar is a din daraisa, or what the rishonim even say about it. Did not have a chance to look around, but just food for thought. Okay, anyway, so second approach, Rava Amar, Amar Kra V'kasavla, so what David said before, V'kasavla, B'ksiva Miskareshes, V'ni Miskareshes B'kesef. The Pasuk says how divorce works. It says you write her a bill of divorce, V'kasavla. So that Pasuk is teaching me that that's the only way to get divorced. You could only get divorced by writing something, so Kesef doesn't work. Maybe when it's telling me v'kasavla, it's telling me that when you want to get divorced, you need to be makbid on writing something. When you want to get married, you don't get married through writing. Maybe that's what it's telling me. Maybe it's not coming to be mema'it kesef from gerushin. Maybe it's coming to be mema'it shtar from kiddushin. It's coming to tell me that the only place shtar works is by divorce. So it says, no, haksiv v'yatzav ha'isa, makash chulei. Right? No, we know that shtar works for kiddushin because we have a hekesh between kiddushin and gerushin. So if shtar works for gerushin, it's going to work for kiddushin as well. So it can't be coming to be mema'it shtar from kiddushin. In fact, mari'isa. No, the hekesh between kiddushin and gerushin tells me that something that works for one will work for the other. We don't necessarily know what halacha it's coming to teach me. It might be coming to teach me that kesef, which works for kiddushin, should work for gerushin. It might be coming to teach me that shtar, which works for gerushin, should work for kiddushin. We know that one of them is going to work. One of those two things is going to work, and one of them is not going to work, because v'yatzav ha'isa teaches me that one of those things is going to work, and v'kasavla teaches me that one of those things is not going to work. But how do you know which is which? Maybe it's coming to tell me that kesef should work for gerushin from v'yatzav ha'isa, and v'kasavla teaches me shtar should not work for kiddushin. How do you know that it's the opposite? That shtar does work for kiddushin because of yatzav ha'isa, and that kesef does not work for gerushin because of v'kasavla. So it says more mistaver koy begerushin might gerushin koy begerushin might kiddushin. I mean, it's most logical that v'kasavla is coming to tell me what should not work for gerushin, what should and should not work for gerushin. That shtar works for gerushin, but kesef should not work for gerushin, because after all, the pasuk v'kasavla is written in the context of gerushin. It's less logical to assume that a pasuk written in the context of gerushin is telling me what doesn't work for kiddushin. Right? Less logical to assume that way. Much more logical to assume that it's teaching me a halacha about gerushin. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who uses this pasuk of the Kasavla to teach me another drasha, how does he know that a woman can't be divorced with kesef? So again, we had two approaches so far, how a woman cannot be divorced with kesef. What we're saying, this second approach doesn't work according to all Tanaim, because Rabbi Yossi Aglili already uses the Kasavla for some other drasha. So how's he going to know that a woman can't be divorced with kesef? So he has a third drasha. Amakra Sefer Krisos. Sefer Karsa Vein Davar Acher Karsa. Drasha from the Pasuk. Pasuk says Sefer Krisos, and the fact that those two words are juxtaposed teaches us that only a sefer can be kores, nothing else can be kores besides for a sefer. V'rabbanan hai krisus mai avdilei. What do the rabbanan do with the word krisus? So says the Gemara, mi bayilei ludavra kores beino levena. They use the word krisus to teach me that a get has to be something that severs all ties between husband and wife, and this is something that's obviously familiar to us from the end of Maseches Gittin. Kedetanya, like we learned in the Braisa, hai reze gitecha al menash lo tishtiyayin al menash lo telchi lebeis avicha li'olam. Ainza krisus, if a guy makes a Tanai in his get, he says, this should be a good get, almanas, that you never drink wine or never go to your father's house ever, li'olam, that's not krisus, because so long as she's alive, she always has the possibility of violating that Tanai, and therefore still being married to, invalidating her get, still being married to the first husband. So since that possibility always exists, by definition it's going to, that get is not a valid get. It never really severs the ties between the husband and the wife. But kol shloshim yom reza krisos, if he makes the tanai as only a 30-day tanai, so then that is a valid get, because there is a clear light at the end of the tunnel. There is a time where clearly at that when that time comes, the all ties between her and her husband will be severed. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, how's Rabbi Yossi Aglili going to respond to that? How is he going to know that halacha? Mikaris krisus kadafkale. He'll learn it from the fact that it says kares, and then it says it in a more expansive form, krisus, so he's able to make two drushes. Rabbanan, the Rabbanan will respond that the kares krisus lo mashmalu. They don't think kares krisus is enough to make two separate drushes. Just because the word is written with an extra two letters, they don't think that's enough to make two separate drushes. Now Tosos over here points out this idea of almanash l'telchi the base of ichal yolam. Why is that something that there's no krisus? I mean, the fact that if a guy makes it tonight, you can never go to your father's house, does that really keep her attached to him forever? What if the father dies? If the father dies, doesn't that automatically game over? Now she can't violate the Tanai anymore. Now she's totally nichras from him. So says Tosos, the Tosos asked that kash. He says, "Tomer, amai lo amar dahavi getchari im meisav yeyicholi hilikanis lebayis v'shovein negedespo." Then she won't be connected to him anymore. So the Ritva says that the lashon of the Gemara is lav dafka. We're talking in a case where the husband made the Tanai that you're not allowed to go lekarka zeh shel avicha. If he says that, lekarka zeh shel avicha, this karka, which right now happens to belong to your father, so it's a piece of real estate, that's the Tanai. The piece of real estate will always be there. The Tanai is she's not allowed to set foot on that piece of real estate. It's not really about the father. Enochinami says the Ritva, for about the father, then that would be a valid krisus, because the father ultimately will die, and that will be a valid krisus. Says Tosos, Yeshlomer, the base of via kruim kol yotzei chalatz of shalavia, afogav shemes. Tosos, no, even when he says base of icha, even when he says al manasa, you won't go to your father's house, the term base of icha doesn't mean that a house that your father lives in or that your father is currently in control of. The term beis avicha means the household. And even after the father dies, the household still exists. So the point is that it is something that's there forever. How do we know that beis avicha refers to the household, that it's not only when there's an actual father? Kidichsiv, gabe tamar, shavi almana beis avich, afal pisha meis avich, and mucha krai. Tamar's father died, and still she's told by Yehuda, shavi almana beis avich, go back to your father's house. What do you mean father's house? The father's not there anymore. No, but that's the point. Father's house doesn't mean father's house. It means the household of the father, even after the father's died. It means her family. It means their initial family. That's all it means. Okay, so anyway, we have now established, we've gone through how we know that there's such a thing as Kiddushei Kesef, Kiddushei Shtar, and Kiddushei Bia. Mm-hmm. Now, we had drushes for each of them. So, Frek the Gemara, okay, none of them were able to be learned from a Kal V'chomer. We needed a drusha for each of them. So Frek the Gemara, you couldn't learn any one of these methods of Kiddushin individually from a Kal V'chomer, but maybe once we know two of them from a drusha, we would have been able to learn the third from the other two. Why do we need three separate drushos? I mean, I understand if we had three individual halachos, I understand why each of these halachos need a drusha and can't be derived from a Kal V'chomer. But once we know that there's a unit of three over here, why can't we just learn two of them and learn the other one from the first two? So says Amar, Chadam Echadah Lo Asti, we can't learn one from the other. But Tesi Chadam Itarti, why can't we learn one from the other two? So says Amar, well, let's go through the possibilities. Hey Tesi, which one do you want to learn from the other two? Lo Lichtor Rachmana B'Shtar, would you like that the Torah not mention Shtar as a valid form of Kiddushin, and we'd learn Shtar from the other other two, well, malahanach shekinan asim ruba. You can't say, well, if kesef and bia affect kiddushin, then shtar should also affect kiddushin, because kesef and bia have something in common that shtar does not have, namely that those are things that involve a great deal of hana'a. Money and bia both involve a great deal of hana'a. Shtar involves zero hana'a. So I would say that in order to affect kiddushin, you need something that involves hana'a, and therefore shtar is excluded. That's why I need a pasuk for shtar. What else might you suggest? Lo nichtav rachmana bebiya v'tesi mehanach. Let the Torah not tell us about kiddushe bia, and I'll learn it from shtar and kesef. Malahanach shekein kinyan and meruba. What's generally a valid form of kinyan? Shtar and kesef are typically valid forms of kinyanim for everything. They always work in terms of mekach u'memker. So I would say that bia, which is not normally a form of kinyan, should not work. So that's why I needed the Torah to tell me specifically that bia does work. What else might we suggest? Lo nichtav rachmana bekesef v'tesi me'anach. Let the Torah not mention the concept of kiddushe kesef, and I'll learn it from kiddushe shtar and kiddushe bia. Malahanach shekein yeshan balkarcha. Kiddushe shtar and kiddushe bia work balkarcha in certain circumstances. They even work against her will in certain circumstances. But we never find that kesef works against one's will. Where do we find that that shtar works against a woman's will and that bia works against a woman's will? So shtar is easy. That's get, right? A man can be technically... It works when a man is megarish a woman balkarcha. It's aser, right? It's chayim drabeinu gershon that a man is not allowed to be megarish a woman balkarcha because it's not nice. And as Rav Shechter always likes to point out, just because something was chayim drabeinu gershon doesn't mean it wasn't aser beforehand. I mean, chayim drabeinu gershon are things that really aren't nice to begin with. They're mostly violations of v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha, right? reading other people's mail, for instance, wasn't okay before Rabbeinu Gershom came along and attached a chayim to it. It was still not right to do, but Rabbeinu Gershom just made it stronger by making a cherim. But nevertheless, it works. It's a valid form of gerushin. Where do we find that bia works balkarcha? So Rashi points out bia kona biyavama balkarcha. Bia works by yavama against her will. So fractosus v'kashal Rabbeinu Tam im zechash of balkarcha masha ha'av. I'm sorry. He says pirush bekunchus bia biyavama shtar begerushin. And we have to see the Gemara Vayter. V'chiteim a kesef nami balkarcha ba'me'ivriya. Maybe you'll say, what do you mean? Kesef also works balkarcha. It works balkarcha by kesef ame'ivriya. So be'ishus mi'alo ashkachan. No, but ame'ivriya is not, like we said before, is not an ishus issue. Ame'ivriya is you're buying a maid. That's a transaction, but it's not ishus. We're looking for things that work balkarcha by ishus. Ame'ivriya doesn't count. Now says Tosos, pirush bekunchus bia biyavamishtar begerushin kesef ba'me'ivriya. Those are the cases of these three methods of kinyanim working balkarcha. He says v'kashal Rabbeinu Tam. This Rabbeinu Tam has difficulty with this. Im zechash of balkarcha, masha av mocheres bito balkarcha. Why is that considered balkarcha? The fact that the father sells his daughter against her will. Im kein ma'akam ravuna lekamei kesef biishos mi'alo ashkan balkarcha halo av makadish bito katana bekesef balkarcha. Why do we say that you don't find? How could the Gemara say that we don't find kesef works by Ishus balkarcha, just like a father can sell his daughter as an ame ivriya balkarcha, father can give his daughter over for kiddushin balkarcha. Father is an 8-year-old girl and he wants to give her over for kiddushin, and she says, I'm not interested. Father still has the technical rights on a Torah level to give his daughter over for kiddushin. So if he has that right, that's not called balkarcha by Ishus?
She's not a balstas, I mean, is that really balkarcha?
Well, then you should say the same by the ame ivriya. Then it shouldn't be called balkarcha by yom ivriya either.
By yom ivriya, she has
to be a katana.
Yeah, but which part of it is balkarcha? The giving her over, or the fact that the husband has to take her out, also balkarcha.
Yeah, I think the Gemara is referring to the sale, the kesef.
Sale.
Yeah,
the initial sale,
as balkarcha. So manushach, you want to say it's not called balkarcha, so it shouldn't be called balkarcha in either case. Right. So it says Tosafot Omer Rabbeinu Tam, kiven da av b'makom bito kai, ein zechash balkarcha kiven shumi daito shalav. That in the case of kiddushin, the father is considered in place of his daughter. He's the one that has the yad for the kiddushin of his daughter. So therefore, it's not called balkarcha of the daughter, because it's not called balkarcha because you have the das ha'av, and that's the only das that's necessary in that act of kiddushin, where apparently by Ame Ivriya it's that the father has rights to do things to the daughter. It's not that the father takes the place of the daughter. So that's the idea that the ketana is considered a person, an individual, when it comes to her status as Ame Ivriya, and we're doing something against her will. She's not even considered an individual when we're dealing with the father giving her over for kiddushin, and therefore the only will we're interested in is the will of the father. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Amar Rav Huna, chuppah kona mikal v'chomer. Chuppah is kona. Rav Huna holds a tremendous chiddush that chuppah is a fourth form of kiddushin. Mishnah only mentioned three of them; there are really four. That chuppah works as a form of kiddushin from the following kal v'chomer. Uma kesef sheina machal b'truma kona kesef, which does not make a woman enough your wife, that if you're a kohen, she's now allowed to eat truma when you did kiddushin kesef, because it only accomplishes kiddushin, does not accomplish nisuin. So chuppah shemachels b'truma ina din shetikna. So chuppah, which can make a woman be allowed to eat truma because it makes nisuin, chuppah affects nisuin. So once she have nisuin, she can eat truma if the husband's a kohen. So for sure, it should be able to work to create kiddushin. So the fact the Gemara, wait a second, the kesef ein machil, is that even true that kiddushin does not allow a woman to eat truma? V'amru lo dvar Torah arusu bas sholach alus b'truma shenemru kohen ki yikne nefesh kin nikaspo v'aykin nikaspo hu. That really on a daraisa level, a kohen does kiddushin on a woman, kiddusha kesef, she can eat truma. It's totally mutter. She's allowed to eat truma. Umatam amru eino chalos. It's only din de rabbanan that the rabbanan came along. Why did the rabbanan come along and say that an arusa is not because we're afraid, since she's still living in her father's house and her father's not a kohen, so we're afraid that the husband's going to go to his kala's house. He's going to give her some truma, and she's going to want to share with her family. That's the problem. You can end up with a czar eating truma because she's going to share it with her brother and she's going to share it with her father. But that's only a din d'rabbanan. On a daraisa level, this kal v'chomer doesn't make sense, because on a daraisa level, kiddushin is enough to allow a woman to eat truma. Sal parachachi. No, rather what Rav Huna meant to say was as follows. Uma kesef she'inu gomer kona, kesef, which does not create nisuin, creates kiddushin. Chuppa shagomer, same din shetikna. So chuppa, which does create nisuin, of course should create kiddushin. So says the Gemara, no, not a raya. Malakesef which can put the magdeshus ma'aser sheni. You can't bring a raya because kesef can do certain things that chuppa can't do. You can't say that whatever kesef can do, chuppa can do, because chuppa can accomplish, since chuppa can accomplish things that kesef can't. So whatever kesef can do, chuppa can do, because we find that kesef is able to do pidyon of hegdash ma'aser sheni. Chuppa does not do pidyon of hegdash ma'aser sheni. So says Gemara, biotochiach. But for that, you have bia to prove otherwise. Meaning you see that Bia cannot accomplish Pidyon of Hekdash Ma'aser Sheni, and nevertheless is able to accomplish Kiddushin. So Chuppah should be the same. So it says, well, Ma'al Bia Shekin Kona B'Yavama. But Bia can accomplish things that Chuppah cannot accomplish, namely, make a Yavama your wife, right? When a guy's brother dies and is didn't have any children, so the brother can only do Bia, cannot do Chuppah. Well, Kesef Yochiach, but Kesef can't accomplish Yibum, so you see. So v'chazaradin la rizak rizav la rizak rizav tarashosh ben shekaron bialmav karon kan. Granted, you can't learn that chuppah works as kiddushin directly from bia, nor can you learn it directly from kesef. But from the tzad hashava you can, if both bia and kesef are valid forms of kiddushin. So chuppah should also be a valid form of kiddushin. Meaning, because both bia and kesef, what do they have in common? What they both have in common is that they are forms of kinyan and they work for kiddushin. So afani avi chuppah shekaron bialmav karon kan. So chuppah, which is a form of kinyan in some way, because it works for nisuin, should also work for kiddushin. So it says Gemara, no, you can't learn from that tzad hashaveh, because mal tzad hashaveh shben shekin hana'as and meruba, because both of the things in that tzad hashaveh involve a great deal of hana'a. Both kesef and bia involve a great deal of hana'a. Chuppah does not. So the Gemara says, well, shtar yuchich, but that's why you have shtar that works as kiddushin, to show that in order for something to work as kiddushin, you don't need it to involve a great deal of hana'a, because shtar does not involve a great deal of hana and it works for kiddushin. But the Gemara says mal shtar shekin motzi b'bas Yisrael. But wait a second. Maybe the only reason shtar works for kiddushin is because shtar also works for gerushin. Shtar has a power that the others don't have, that chuppah does not have. So it says Gemara b'kesef b'yo yichichu. But in order to work for kiddushin, something does not also have to work for Gerushin, because you see, Kesef and Bia do not work for Gerushin, yet they do work for Kiddushin. So don't tell me that the reason Shtar works for Kiddushin is that it also works for Gerushin. And therefore, V'chazor Adin, Lariza Kriza, Lariza Kriza, Eretzad HaShavash, Korn B'Yalm, Korn Kan, Afrin Yavich, Korn B'Yalm, Korn Kan. So the Tzad HaShavash should now include all three methods mentioned in the Mishnah. Kesef, Shtar, Bia. What's the common link that Kesef, Shtar, Bia all have in common? Namely, that they're kona, they are forms of kinyanim, and they all work for kiddushin. So anything that we find to be a normal form of kinyan should also work for kiddushin. So says Rav Huna, therefore chuppah should also work for kiddushin. So says Gemara, no, mal tzad hashavash ben shekein yeshan bal karcha. No, but all three of those things work bal karcha on some level. Kesef works bal karcha, as we said before, when it comes to a father selling his daughter as an amivria. Shtar works balkarcha when it comes to divorce. Bia works balkarcha when it comes to yibum. So we never find that chuppah works balkarcha. So says Gemara. So therefore, Rav Huna is incorrect. Chuppah should not be a valid form of kiddushin, because in order for something to be a valid form of kiddushin, it has to be something that generally works balkarcha, or at least it works in at least one case balkarcha. Rav Huna kesef mi abiyish is lashkam balkarcha, and Rav Huna will say, no, you don't find that kesef works balkarcha by a case of ishus. Kesef only works balkarcha by yama ivriya. Kesef does not work balkarcha when it comes to marriage issues. So therefore, in order for something to work for kiddushin, it does not have to be able to work balkarcha. So Rava says, okay, I'll tell you why Rav Huna is wrong. Why chuppah cannot be a form of kiddushin. Two reasons. First of all, chada, deshalosh tnan dal lo tnan. The Mishnah was very clear. There are three methods of kiddushin. The Mishnah did not say four, it said three. So that's number one. Va'od klum chuppah gomeris el al yidei kiddushin. Does chuppah ever work on its own? Chuppah only works because you did kiddushin already. Meaning it works to create nisuin. Once you've already done kiddushin, chuppah doesn't work as a standalone form of kinyan. V'chiga amrin chuppah shalal yidei kiddushin v'chuppah shalal yidei kiddushin. Can you derive that chuppah should work without kiddushin based on the fact that chuppah works after you've already done kiddushin? Chuppah is a closer. It doesn't work to initiate anything. Amle Abaye, so Abaye responds to those tainas. Had the comment gimel tanav dal lo tanan tana milsa deksiv behedi ktani milsa deksiv behedi lo ktani. The reason it didn't make it onto the list of the four things mentioned in the Mishnah, of the three forms of kiddushin mentioned in the Mishnah, is maybe the Mishnah was only mentioning those things that are explicit in the pasuk. This isn't explicit in the pasuk. Your second taina, the comment klum chuppah gomeris al yedei kiddushin, Rav Huna nami achi kamer. Rav Huna realizes that chuppah generally only works as a closer, and he was saying as follows: Umak kesef sheinu gomer achar kesef kona. Kesef doesn't work as a closer, yet it works to initiate kiddushin. So chuppah shagomeris chuppah, which does work to finalize the marriage, right, to create nisuin achar kesef, which does work after you've already done kiddushin, and then shetikla should for sure work as kiddushin. Tan rabban ketzad b'kesef, how does one do kiddusha kesef? Nasan la kesef v'shava kesef amla. A guy gives a woman kesef or something worth kesef, and he says to her, harei mukadeshes li, harei mureses li, harei li linsu. Any of those lashonos, harei zim mukadeshes, that works as kiddushin. Aval hisha nasnava amra he hareni mukadesh lach hareni mureses lach hareni lach leinsu. But if she were to give him money and say that any of these lashonos, I am now your wife, I am mukadesh, I am mureses you, ain't mukadesh, that does not work as kiddushin. So frankly, more maskar papa time of the nasan huva amr hu sounds like from the resha the reason that kiddushin works is because he gives and he says, right? He does the giving and the saying. Hanasan huva amr hi, but had he given and she said ain't mukadesh, it wouldn't work. But then Ema Seifa, then we said, what's a case where kiddushin doesn't work? Avil hi nasna lo va'amrahi lo av a kiddushin. That if she gave and she said, then it's not a good kiddushin. Time of the nasni v'amrahi, nasnu v'amrahi, have a kiddushin. But that implies that had he done anything, had he done the giving, even if she would have done the saying, it would be a good kiddushin. So isn't the mashmos of the resha directly against the mashmos of the seifa? The mashmos of the resha is that anything short of him doing everything is not a valid form of kiddushin. The mashmos of the seifa is anything more than her doing everything would be a valid form of kiddushin. So says Gemara, resha dafka seifa kadinasva. Now the resha is being precise. The seifa is just a stam mentioned, but it's not really being precise. So says Gemara, Tani Sefer Milsa the Sashel of the Reisha. You can't just say that it's being imprecise. It's literally against the Reisha. That's not, you can't get away with that. Elo hachi kamer nasan huva amar hu pshita dava kiddushin. If he gives and he says, then it's obvious that it works as kiddushin. Nasan huva amrahi, but if he gives and she says, nasa kimisha nasan huva amrahi. What it's trying to teach me is that's the equivalent of her doing everything. Vilava kiddushin, and therefore it's not a valid form of kiddushin. So that's one way to read the brisa, that it's telling me that anything short of him doing everything, you might as well have her doing everything. It's totally invalid. Viba yisem, another possible way to read it is, nasan huva amrahu mukadeshas. If he does everything, it works. Nasna hiva amrahi. If she does everything, ena mukadeshas. Nasan huva amrahi. Sveika hi v'chashin midrabanan. Since it's a suffix, we're choshish midrabanan. A big discussion in the Rishonim. What do you mean midrabanan we're choshish? If it's a suffix, it's a suffix d'araisa. Should be suffix d'araisa l'chumra. This obviously relates to the machlokas, whether suffix d'araisa l'chumra is a din d'rabanan or a din d'araisa.